But somebody sent us some Don Vogel, what they call rules of conduct.
Yes.
For the afternoon saloon.
Yes.
Who sent these, by the way?
Again, anonymous. We have a telephone. No, wait, we don't even have a telephone number.
What, people are afraid to identify the fact that they listen to this show.
It wasn't me that sent the stuff. I think they're afraid the material is going to flop.
No, they're afraid that they don't want to be identified with the afternoon saloon. Oh. Come on, people. Be proud of it, dang it. Gee, not that bad a show. I mean... I'm not gonna say I'm listening to that show. I'm not gonna be identified with that show.
It was just yesterday I told my parents I was working with them.
Yeah, Dave's been afraid for like the last year.
Yeah.
He's celebrating his first year anniversary, I think, here at the station, and he didn't want to tell his parents. Yeah, you started right after the fair last year.
Mm-hmm.
So Dave didn't want to tell his parents he was working here.
Cut out of the will or something.
Oh man. Okay, the Don Vogel rules of conduct for the afternoon saloon patrons.
Number one, all visitors must engage in conversation when entering the saloon. Merely entering and ordering a drink before departure is gravely frowned upon.
Excellent.
Number two, any and all attempts at political correctness are strictly prohibited.
Very
offenders
true.
May be asked to leave the saloon.
Very true.
Number three, when speaking with the weatherman, visitors must begin all queries with the phrase, "Hey, Dave." To admit these words may result in loss of weatherman privileges.
Right.
Number four, requesting permission is not required before visitors stroke the proprietor's ego.
Mm-hmm.
Number five, the afternoon saloon is a footwear optional establishment. Ladies are encouraged to have bare feet.
Oh, definitely.
And number six, always remember to kiss ass. Keep it short, sweet, and simple, stupid.
There you go.